airport industry folks, and welcome to the AX Insider Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Andy Telejohn, the senior writer at Airport Experience News. This podcast will be one of our 20 Years, 20 Voices series celebrating the upcoming 20th Airport Experience Conference. During these calls, we're talking with industry veterans who've overseen the evolution of the concessions industry over the last two decades and change. And today we're talking with Zenola Campbell, Vice President of Concessions at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Zenola, thanks for taking some time.
Thank you, Andy. You know, I am so excited right now that as you're celebrating your 20th year, DFW is getting ready to celebrate its 50th year. And boy, have things changed. The focus today is so much all about the customer.
It is a different industry right now, and I was making note, AXN is kind of a baby compared to DFW Airport. What have you seen over the years? How has this all evolved into the experience that we're seeing today?
Well, I think that basically we have really changed our focus in regards to just trying to make money, to how do we make sure that from a customer standpoint that the customer is at the forefront, because if we are creating programs and concepts that the customer wants, then the revenue is going to come.
Certainly makes sense. Sounds like a sound business idea. Zenola, I'm going to go back to the beginning of your time at the airport here. I know you spent some time as an executive at McDonald's before you got to DFW. I'm wondering how you even got into the airport in the first place and what kept you here once you did arrive.
You know, it's so interesting because I got a call stating, hey, do you want to go and work for a company that, and they said a company that focused on revenue management. And it had to do with hospitality, retail, food and beverage, working with small business. And it's like, check, check, check. You know, my career has always been around hospitality, as well as around, I spent some time in retail and certainly spent time in regards to working with small entrepreneurs from a franchising standpoint with McDonald's. And then also working with the World Trade Center here in Dallas, working with small businesses, doing importing and exporting. So I was pretty excited to learn more about what this company was. Mm-hmm. And when they mentioned airport, it was like, airport, really? But I thought I'd only going to stay a couple of years. And I am actually entering into my 18th year here. It is everything that I ever wished that I could have in terms of an evolution to my career, because it allows me to do all the things that I am passionate about, from advertising to hospitality.
I suppose, in a way, airports have to function as much like a company as any entity out there these days. There's so many different business units and so many different ways in which the customer interacts with the airport. Are there one or two, we've talked a little bit about how the industry has evolved. You and I got into the airports about the same time. Are there one or two evolutions that you can really point to that you think have made a difference in, getting the industry to where it is today?
Well, I think if I think about DFW, you know, our mission is really around transferring travel, making sure that the customer is first, and it's everything in regards to making it easy for them, making it a great experience as they go through our various terminals, that we are going to provide that wow and ah while they're transferring from one location to the other. So I would say that the biggest change that's been in the industry has really gone from, you know, looking at the airport business is just concessions to how do we provide an impeccable service for our customers.
So what is the answer to that? I mean, that's a different mindset altogether. This is Zenola Campbell, Vice President of Concessions at DFW, which is heading into its 50th year as we head into our 20th conference. That's quite a change in mindset in a lot of ways.
It certainly is. And it's really made myself, as well as I think other airports, really think about what are the customers looking for? How do we make their experience better? And doing a lot more research as opposed to just picking a location and a concept because it's going to make more money, but really trying to build a program that will allow the customer to be able to go through the airport, increase their share of wallet because there's so much for them to spend money on, as well as to create a relaxing atmosphere.
When I am looking for something to write about, when I'm stuck on ideas, one of the first airports I think of is DFW, because there's always something interesting and new going on down there, whether it's natural gas exploration on your land, or more recently, I believe you were the first or second airport to introduce one of these new gaming lounges. And I'm not a gamer myself. I've never been very good at them, but the pictures are just stunning to look at when you compare that with what the industry was not all that long ago in terms of entertainment amenities and things like that. Is there a process or a best practices, a couple pieces of advice you might be able to offer on just how to go about being, innovative in those ways and getting those fresh new ideas into play?
Well, our marketing team, as well as our customer experience team, did a lot of research in regards to customer segmentation and what they were looking for. And some of the things that came out was the fact that they want to be entertained, they want to relax, and they want to have a great experience. So it's like, as you start putting all those pieces together, it's like, okay, well, what does fun look like? And how do we help them along that journey? And so a lot of our restaurants today have incorporated various things, whether it's AI, now that's the big buzzword, to our GameWorks Lounge, which has expanded, and looking for little nooks in regards to where customers, if they just want to relax and get away, that there's an opportunity for them to do that.
How do you have fun? That's a pretty good strategy for looking at trying to fill space, I would think. We're talking with Zenola Campbell, Vice President of Concessions at DFW. Let's turn gears a little bit here. I know that DFW over the years has made minority participation and small business participation in your program a big focus. And there was a Supreme Court ruling that came out not too long ago here that might challenge the ways that airports and operators can look at doing such placements at airports. But I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit, Zenola, about some of the small businesses that have and minority-owned businesses that have done business at DFW now and over the years, and what that's meant to the programs and to the customer experience at the airport.
Well, I'm so excited in regards to our small business enterprise program, as well as our ACDBE program. We actually have more than 44% of our gross receipts coming from small minority women-owned businesses. And in recently, in working with our business development and diversity team, they developed a program, SBEC, Small Business Enterprise for Concessions. And the programs that they've been able to put in place has just been tremendous. When I look at what the concessionaires that have participated in our last bid, they brought forth some program, some, let me go back.
Okay.
So when I look at what our small, our SBEC program has been able to generate, the owners have brought forth some tremendous projects that are community-based, that are best in class, from the Nowinski Bar, featuring the great Dirk Nowinski, to a collaborative effort between the two cities, focusing on homelessness and giving an opportunity for those that don't have jobs to have a job at the airport and provide resources with a newsstand called The Bridge, to looking at a more recent one that we have coming forward. Some of those concepts are just tremendous. So I'm a huge fan in regards to what, if given the opportunity, what our small business and women-owned businesses can provide.
There, that's those are a couple of great concepts right there, and I knew that had been a focus over the years. I didn't realize your participation had gotten to 44%. That's astounding. Has that been pretty consistent, or has that been on the rise in recent years?
Well, it's been on the rise, and certainly we overachieve in terms of our participation, and we're very proud of that.
Okay, that's great. Zanola Campbell, Vice President of Concessions at Dallas-Fort Worth International, you mentioned something that I'm wondering if we could just touch on briefly. Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, collaboration since the beginning between Dallas and Fort Worth, and a little further out, and as such, there's more space and a lot of land that you're able to develop, and you've got potentially a lot more opportunities at the airport as you head into your 50th year here. What is having that kind of landscape to be able to be creative meant for the ability to put together a new program and experiment with things from time to time, et cetera?
Well, you know, right now we're in the process of designing some expansion to our program. We're looking to develop a new Terminal F. We're also expanding our terminals in Terminal C and in Terminal A with piers. And we're also looking to actually redevelop Terminal C in its entirety, which is just going to be absolutely wonderful in regards to best in class as a terminal. And with that, we are actually working with our concessionaires, and will be as they bid or they are brought back into the program, on what are they going to be doing in terms of providing enhanced technology, sustainability, and helping DFW with its overall goals? How are you going to make that travel experience touchless, frictionless, easy for our customers, realizing that 60-65% of our customers have very little time because they are transferring in from other airports and getting ready to connect through DFW, going someplace else. So we want to make sure that their stop at DFW is easy, quick, and that they're getting just an unexpected, wonderful experience as they travel through.
Touchless and seamless are a couple of things that we started hearing more and more about during the pandemic, and you're keeping up with some of that now. How has the airport changed over the last couple of years since the pandemic, and is that are you finding that even though the worst of that seems to be behind us, that's what folks are still looking for? They'd like to be able to have an experience that can be in that touchless and seamless realm.
You know, absolutely. You know, it's interesting because we had put together a strategic plan for concessions back in 18, and we thought that this 10-year plan, that we had 10 years to implement it. Here comes a pandemic, and it's like all of that is right now in terms of how the customer wants to be treated, that they want that personalized service, and they want to be able to get that service very quickly. And we recently did some research, and we understand that our customers also want, or actually 65% of them are getting food on the go, realizing that our airline partners no longer provide full meals, and they are encouraging customers to eat before or bring on board. It's created a whole nother evolution, which means how do we make the grab and go, the drive-through on the street? How do we make sure, because still when they get on the plane, those trash receptacles aren't for so large. So it gets down to sustainable packaging, collapsible packaging. How do we make sure that as we go through that process, that the flight attendants are able to not get stymied over the fact that, what am I going to do with all of this trash, that we're able to provide some packaging that's very easy to fit within the receptacles that they have. So it has created a whole nother supply chain of different ideas.
It's amazing the degree to which the a lot of these customer service strategies and things like that have been passed on to airports to take care of, as opposed to airline partners and whatnot from in the past. Zanola, I'm wondering if we could talk a little bit again on a global level here. Just taking a look at some of the amenities and services that have popped up. What's something that that's new or newer to airports or developing in airports that you're a big fan of these days?
Well, besides the technology enhancements, you know, our lounges are really starting to explode. We can't have enough space for lounges, which I thought, you know, post the pandemic, nobody's really going to be that interested. But lounges have really taken on a whole new evolution, in addition to that whole experience of tap and pay and ways in which that we can make it faster and easier for our customers.
How many lounges do you have? And I mean, are they being frequented by passengers that might not have used lounges in the past? I'm curious to hear a little bit more about the evolution of the lounge here.
Well, besides the airline lounges that American, United, and Delta have, we also have some specialty lounges with the Centurion Lounge. And we're actually looking for ways in which that we could expand it, because they've kind of outgrown their footprint. We are certainly have partners with Priority Pass, and that lounge too is looking to expand because it has outgrown its footprint. We are soon going to start a new lounge with Sapphire, Chase Sapphire. And we are also looking at opportunities with PS Lounge out of California, of providing some really over-the-top service. So Okay. Yes, we've got various different ways that, whether or not you want to have a pass that you pay for, or whether you're an exclusive member, there are different types of lounges that you can participate in.
Okay. All right. Zanola Campbell, Vice President of Concessions at Dallas-Fort Worth International. When you say a lounge is outgrowing its footprint, I mean, are we talking in terms of the number of people that are going into a lounge, or there are new amenities that are popping up in the lounges?
It's based on the fact that from a square footage standpoint, they need more space in order to accommodate the customers that are coming in.
Is that right? Okay, that's That is an interesting development. And this, some of this has happened since the pandemic, and folks are just wanting to be away from the hullabaloo more.
Yes.
Okay.
Since the pandemic, we've seen a lot more foot traffic in our lounges.
Okay. Noted. And then conversely, on the other side of things, is there something out there that you see on the street, or something just conceptually in your head that you'd like to see in airports that just hasn't quite gotten there yet? Is there anything you'd like to add to a program that isn't there yet?
Well, I think that as we're looking to expand our passengers from today 80 million to, by the end of the decade, 100 million, that we've got to utilize technology better. We have to be able to come up with, how do we get those products in and out of those small spaces? Because it's still small spaces. Mm-hmm. And how do we continue, from a supply chain standpoint, have that loop be very efficient? And that's going to take some innovation. That's going to take more technology and collaboration between our concession partners and the airport, to ensure that we're all meeting our goals of making it a great program and an experience for our customers as they travel through DFW Airport.
Okay, sounds great. A lot going on at DFW, as always. Some concessions, enhancements, a new terminal coming here in the years to come. Zanola, thank you for taking some time. I appreciate you filling us in. Is there anything you'd like to add that we haven't hit on?
Well, I've talked about our new locations. I've talked about our new terminals and the renovation of the terminals that we have going forward, the great programs that DFW has, and the fact that we will definitely be transforming travel as we do today and into the future.
As you head into your second half century, we can count on checking in with DFW for more news from time to time. Zanola, thanks for taking some time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.